Oh my goodness. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. This is Jessie Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, jessiewallacher.com, all of that stuff. Today is a very special and I was going to say spur of the moment podcast, but all of them are. None of them are ever like truly planned. But today's podcast is brought to you by Facebook Memories. Oh, no. So, it's fun to go through the memories and, like, see what pops up and everything like that. But what has been, like, okay, oops. So, what popped up today, excuse me, was something I wasn't expecting to have, like, such a flood of emotions and memories come from. And that was a video I had shared on my page, on my profile, my Facebook profile, a personal one, before any of this, what we're doing now, before any of this was even a thing, which is even like crazier. But so I have too much going on in my head. I shouldn't have pressed record yet. But it was a video that I had made and recorded of me and one of the routines I had done for a dance aerobics class that I had taken on and was starting. So, and the thing that truly boggled my mind was that it was 4 years ago. 4 years ago today, I posted that I would be starting, teaching classes, and I was going to have a schedule, and at that point, it was 3 classes that I was teaching. Oh, man. It was dance aerobics, plyometrics, and circuit training. 2 of those things lasted maybe a session or two, and then I was bombarded with more. Oh my gosh, so pure and innocent to start with. This is an absolute brain dump. I just need to get my emotions and my feels and my thoughts out, and you get to hear all about it, real raw Jessie right now. Because here's the thing that is so crazy, was that, and I shared this on my profile and everything like that, so like for family and friends, and it is public, so I mean, come find me. It's Jessica Wallacher. It's my like actual name, but please call me Jessie for friends. Jess, if you really want to like be a special place in my heart, call me that, but I'll respond and have no judgments for any of those names. But so it's October 26th today, and 4 years ago, I was taking on classes, or, like, starting to teach classes, but, like, a month or two prior to this, a month prior to this, I had decided to leave college. I had decided that it wasn't working out. It wasn't what I wanted to do. It wasn't going to get me where I wanted to go. And it was, I had said over and over and over again that I can't wait to be done with college so I can actually start learning. Because college wasn't teaching me the way that I was learning, how I learn. And the degree that I was getting was honestly just a bullshit degree, because it was in interdisciplinary studies, which is a build your own major of nutrition, strength and conditioning, and marketing. Wow, okay. 3 things that I wanted to do because I wanted to have my own business. So I took a business minor, basically. Strength and conditioning, which at that point I was only like taking like a fitness class, which was just a designated time to go work out, which cool, it just interrupted my like normal routine and I didn't feel like working out for 3 hours instead. And then nutrition, which at that point was just the classes that I had taken were like a cooking class, which was really fun. And then another class that was breaking down basically what I already knew just from learning it myself and teaching myself and going and exploring and learning it all. So what I needed to do in order to get that degree, in order to do that, I remember physiology? I think it was physiology. So we had just taken like our second test and I had failed it again. Background, I had to take anatomy twice because I failed it the first time, and I know the only reason I passed it enough was because the professor knew me, because I went and talked to him after every single exam and he knew me from the previous semester as well. And just out of pity, that's the only way I passed. Same with my chemistry too. She knew who I was. She knew I was struggling. She knew I needed it. And she asked like, what was your major? What grade do you need? And that's when I knew like, oh, it's really bad. She really wants to help me and curb it as much as she can. And I said, I just need like, I think I was at nutrition at that time or whatever it was, but I just needed like a straight passing grade, so like a flat C, I think. And she's like, oh, I thought you were in the nursing. And I was like, oh gosh, no. Because like to get into the nursing degree, you basically have to have a 4.0, and it's like educational suicide, basically. God bless nurses. But yeah, that's the only reason I passed anatomy and chemistry. But with physiology, we had taken our second test, and I had gone to him and was asking him about it, and we were breaking down the test and everything, and I asked him, is there any way that I can pass this class? We were barely a month into the semester, and he's like, no. And, like, my world felt like was crumbling. Felt like it was imploding on itself. Because up until that point, I was doing everything I could to convince myself that staying in college was the right idea, was the right thing for me. And to hear the professor say, you're not going to pass this class, was like, why am I killing myself over this then? Why am I stressing so much? Like, my body is not in a good state. My mind is not in a good state. My health is not in a good state. I had just, like, started working out of my intense mindset, intense focus, and, like, identity around the gym and fitness and food, where I was, like, starting to explore more to find my balance and my, like, reason for doing it. So it was just a lot. So, like, for the next solid week, like, I didn't go back to class because I ended up dropping it. I'm like, this is pointless for me to continue on if I'm not even going to pass it. Called my mom a lot. She, real MVP right there. Supporting her daughter emotionally through college. Wow. But she heard a lot from me, just was talking and reflecting and thinking, and it's like, I think this is it. Like, I had already gotten my personal training certification, which was, like, huge for me, because it was something I always wanted to do, and it just meant one step closer to, like, everything else I had been wanting to do and working towards. So yeah, it was a very big deal for me. And looking back, I kind of think, like, part of me wants to think, oh, it was, like, that's so silly that, like, the personal training certification was, like, such a big deal. But, like, it really was. Because that's what led to so many other things and, like, opened the door to this memory that I'm sharing with you right now and, like, diving deep on. Like I said, it's just, this isn't a complete brain dump and just total reflection for me. But when I decided that college was done for me, I was like, okay. So it was relief, but also absolute terror. Because I knew that if I wasn't going to be in college, then I needed to get a job. I needed to get started and, like, get things going. So I was like, okay, well, I've got my personal training. I started looking around for personal training options in Mankato, where I was at, Mankato, Minnesota, and contacted and applied to all the places that I could, started training at a Snap Fitness in town, and then I broadened my search. It's like, okay, well, what else is in the area? And I found that in the next town over, about a 15-minute drive down the highway, there was a recreation center. It's like, okay, well, why don't I just go and, because I'm not in school anymore, I've got a little extra time, why don't I go and see, like, if I even like it. If I like it, then I'll apply to it, but, like, I want to go make sure it's not just a sad little place. I had no idea what to expect. I wanted to make sure that it was a place where, like, I was going to enjoy going to and being at. So I went there, and it's literally this massive building, like, kitty corner to cornfields. Like, it does not look like it's supposed to be in this small, small town, like, this nice big facility. So I drove up and, like, went in, and it's quiet because it's the middle of the day, a small town, so not a lot's happening there. And I walk in, and I was like, hi, I'm actually just here looking around. Do you mind if I just look? And the girl at the front desk went and got one of the managers and to give me a tour. So I got the big tour and got to see the facility, see all that they had, got the history on it, which is, it's very, very cool. And then she was showing me, like, the weights area, and then they had a aerobic studio where they taught classes, and she was showing me the schedule and everything, and for some reason, this is very much not like me at the time. I looked at the schedule and saw that it was kind of, bare, but it was, like, just two or three people that, like, it was basically three people that's names were on there. And I was like, do you guys ever need, like, more instructors? And the woman who was giving me the tour, like, her eyes got big and she's like, do you teach? Like, yeah, well, I'm a personal trainer and I've, been wanting to get into teaching group classes. So after the tour, she came down and told me that she was going to get me in contact with the health and fitness manager there to talk about that. And when we got down there, that manager was actually back, so got to chat with her really quick. She gave me her card and she's like, I'd like, can we set up an interview to just kind of chat about this? Like, if you're really interested, I would love to hire you. I'd be very interested to hire you. So I was like, oh my gosh, well, I would love to work here. I think that'd be really, really cool. So I went back, like, a few days later, and basically the interview was signing papers, like, that I would be teaching classes, and she would have me, like, practice on a couple, or, like, take one of her classes since their session was coming to an end. So just to kind of try it out and figure it out. And I was absolutely terrified, like, trying out those first few classes. And then, gosh, to think, like, where I left off. Oh, my gosh. I've got to pull them out. Shit. To think I was so, oh, my gosh. Oh, I love this memory. To think that I was so, damn, Jesse. To think that I was so terrified to teach my first class. And then 3 years later, oh my gosh, I left. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Oh, I've got to write a post on this now. But, and then to think, last year in October, because I ended it around Halloween because we did a craft for my class. So to think that I went from being absolutely terrified and, like, overthinking it and everything like that and, like, trying to go with the flow and, like, look up other, like, fitness class routines and, like, how people set it up, to a year ago finishing my class doing a craft making pumpkins with fitness and, like, leaving behind so many amazing women and so many amazing connections. And, like, now I'm just sitting here looking at all of the cards that I got from every single one of them, thanking me for all that I did. And I just taught fitness. They had me for 45 minutes. 3 to maybe 4 times a week, depending on how often they came. Like, 1 to 4 times a week. And I impacted their lives that much. Because God wouldn't give up throwing those tennis balls at me. This is what I imagine him doing. Because I'm really stubborn when it comes to change because I don't like it. I mean, like, when I wanted to go into athletic training, I had it all planned out years in advance. Like, I took my last 2 years of high school to shadow and work with my high school teens and, like, all of that stuff so I would, like, be well prepared for, like, this big part of my life and, like, be ready for it. And then, like, God just throws the curveball at me and, like, well, why don't we not do this? How about we do something else? Like, it's still a good experience and I'm really glad and I wanted you to do it, but, like, this is not your long-term thing. So, like, I always, what I picture is, since I'm so stubborn and, like, it took me a solid month, like, debating and going through. And, like, that might not seem like a lot, but for me, I went into college. It started out with I didn't even want to go to college. Then I could do a 2-year degree. I could like push through for that. And then I guess I can do 4 years. And like I was willing to do get my master's if I was going to be an athletic trainer. But like I went into college not wanting to change my major. I didn't want to be that statistic that like the average college student changes their major, like, what, 5 times or something? I was really close. I changed it 3 times, but I was on my 3rd change. But I always picture God just throwing tennis balls at me, like, it's time to go, it's time to change. Are you listening? This is it. This is it. This is you asked for a sign. I keep throwing shit your way. I keep giving you signs, and I know you see them. But you're not picking up on them, so I'm just going to keep throwing them at you. And the longer you stay here, the more it's just going to hurt you. And I'm trying to help you. Focus, woman! So, like, so to think that that fear and uncertain moment led to such a good mix of highs and lows for an experience, but just connecting and making contact with so many amazing women. And like, that's what got me started with like what I'm doing now. And I mean, none of the women that I taught are the kind of people that I work with privately, but to the extreme, I guess. But like, those women are just so amazing. Oh, I just love all of them. But like, they do so well. They do so much. They go and work out. But it's just like, it's the outside of that stuff where like, they needed more support. They needed more balance. Like, they were the ones that I told about my journals. Like, they went and like supported me in bottom, and I showed them, and like, they knew all about that. And like, that was really hard and scary for me to like open up and talk about that and like do more with that. Ugh. That is such a monumental point in my life. Oh man. That's crazy. So much happened in that time frame. And looking back at that video, like seeing Jesse in that time, like moving and talking and smiling and like knowing what's going back through her head, and like being able to like go back and look through her eyes at that time. Oh my gosh, I want to cry. She had no idea. She had no idea what was going to happen, what kind of impact she was going to have, how many amazing highs she was going to get, how many amazing opportunities, how many lows she was going to have. Oh. So never, ever doubt or question or regret your past, because you were given it to bring you to this point. Even if you're in a shitty spot right now, even if you're on top of the world, your past has led you to this moment. With these thoughts, with these beliefs, with everything, with this knowledge to move forward with. So many things. And I just needed to get it out of my head, because that girl took a major leap, and I'm so thankful for her. Oh, here's something. So I've been like giving homework or suggestions or whatever on here lately, which I kind of like, but I'm gonna take a sip of coffee because, yeah. But, oh, it's still hot. Good. Oh, I got a shiver. But, okay, since I just did all of that, and I just did it for myself, what I want you to do is, okay, so I do this thing, and I've had my clients do it as well, And if you've ever done my 59 days to habit change, which if you haven't, I would suggest it if you're looking for something to like keep you accountable or just see what happens for 59 days or like any given amount of time, I would go and suggest you find that. All available on Amazon. They're Prime certified too, so you can get it tomorrow. But one of the things I always do is, and I do this personally as well, is in clients, get the words out, is to write a love letter to your future self. With where you're at now and where you want to go, like, what would you say to that Jesse? Like, or insert name. Like, what would you want to tell them? Like, thank you so much for pushing through. Like, I know this is going to be so worth it. Like, what would you want to tell them? And I've always done it to my future self, but last week I wrote one to my past. I wrote a love letter to my past. Because I've always thought, like, what is future Jesse? What would future Jesse tell me now? What would she want me to know right now? I've always done that. But I've never sat where I'm at right now in life and written a love letter thank you to my past. Thanking them for all of their perceived mistakes, all of their regrets, all of their second guessing, all of their mess ups, all of their triumphs, all of their amazing courage to keep pushing the envelope, to keep pushing forward, to keep trying. And that video that is maybe 3 minutes long, let me just check really quick, because I gotta know. Come back! Ah! Where are we? Girl. 3.5 minutes long. It had 1,000 views. Whoa! That's incredible. Wow! That 3.5 minute video brought so much gratitude to me for where I'm at right now. Like, it's incredible. Like, I don't know. So I really want you to do that as well. If you're still listening to this, of my just absolute brain dump on myself, I want you to experience this as well. Whether you have anything you can visually look back on, an old picture, old video, old post, old notebook, old journal, anything, or just a memory. I want you to try and go back to those feelings, see through their eyes, feel their emotions, just one point in time. Go back and embody where they were at. And then I want you to push forward to where you are now and what all transpired in that time. What would you say to them? What would you say to your past self? Ugh. Now I gotta pull that out too. I was really proud of that. this is my podcast. Now I gotta. Let me just read you mine. I'll just read you mine. Let's just be vulnerable here, okay? Past Jesse, love letter for all the choices I made. Thank you so much. You've taken some big leaps and chances in your short life, and I want you to know I regret none of it. Even with all the tears, the money invested, not lost, the moves, the unknown, emptiness, and blindly following God. The only thing I wish was different was that you didn't live in as much fear and stress as you did. Know that it's happening and it's meant to be, simply because it's you. That was exactly what I needed to hear at that time. But I didn't listen to myself. Because I know I did that same exercise where if your future self was looking at you now, what would they tell you? And I know. I always was like, don't stress. It's going to happen. You're doing everything right. Just stick with it. But I never had faith in myself with that. I always feared I was missing out or doing something wrong or different and whatnot, but it's true. Whether it's a true past one or looking to the future and wondering what they would say, you know the answer. It's all a shit show. It's all a mess. Nobody knows what they're doing. But that's life, man. Life is full of changes and ups and downs and not knowing what's going to happen and just going with the flow and knowing what's happening is meant to happen. It's full of seasons. It's full of trial and error. And it's full of growth. But with that comes growing pains, and growing pains suck, but you always gain new perspective from it. So thank you so much for joining me on this trip down memory lane of my own reflection. This was a for me podcast that I am now going to just put out to the world because you know what? Somebody else needs to hear this and reflect themselves. So this is one of my longer podcasts, but all for good things. So thank you so much for joining me. yeah, that's it. If you want to contact me or learn more about anything that I'm doing right now, taking on private clients, anything, JessieWallacher.com has everything on there. All of my social medias as well are Jessie Wallacher, Instagram and Facebook. You want to be my friend, Jessica Wallacher? Do that. Send me a message too, because I've been getting a lot of friend requests, and if we don't have any mutual friends or like we haven't had a conversation beforehand, it's a little weird. We all know that, right? So if you want to be my friend, just like message me that you listen to this podcast and we will 100% be friends. So, but I just hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening to this. Just a total on my heart thing. And you almost heard me cry in here. So congratulations. We are reaching new levels of openness on here. So have a great rest of your day. I'm sure we will talk again very, very soon. Bye-bye.